Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Brent Stockman with Sandvine. Welcome, Brent.
Thank you.
You know, Sandvine has never been on the program before. So, Brent, why don't we just start with an introduction of Sandvine and how you play in the network arena?
So, Sandvine is a network hardware seller. We specialize in improving the customer quality of experience on the network through our platform and products. Using business intelligence, traffic management, network security, and usage management to improve the customer quality of experience and offer new services for the subscribers inside the network for our customers.
And when you look at the opportunity that NFV has represented in terms of telco transformation, how has this impacted Sandvine's business objectives and the strategy for addressing challenges in the marketplace?
So Sandvine has a purpose-built hardware. On the data plane side of the house, we have a policy traffic switch that is strictly purpose-built. Put a lot of engineering and man hours, and we built multiple boxes to fit customers' needs in that space. Now moving over to virtualization, we're now looking at an adoption where customers are not looking to buy that bigger box, and they want to more virtualize it and shrink it down and put multiple vendors on one box. So now we're going to have to shift our focus and be also with purpose-built hardware to maintain that engineering, but also for a virtualization platform to maintain building and addressing the customer's needs.
Tell me about the policy traffic switch and how it's used and how that changes within a virtualized environment.
Currently, the policy traffic switch sits in line in the network. Traffic passes through it. It has a networking processing unit inside of it that analyzes the flows and the packets, and then it switches it accordingly and balances the traffic to different modules inside. That allows us to monitor the subscriber usage, experience, everything associated with the subscribers flows on the network because it's all landing on one module. Moving to more of a virtualization platform, it gets really tricky because on the virtualization side, now we have to worry about things moving through the NIC cards into the DPTK switches and then moving into the proper cores or the proper sockets inside those boxes. So it's caused a lot of challenges to make sure that we maintain the speed and efficiency that we have on purpose-built hardware inside more of a platform where everything is the same and we have to build our software to match that hardware as opposed to before we could build our software to match our purpose.
When you talk about network policies, at what level of the OSA model are these policies set and what kind of compute capability do you need to actually do this real-time analysis without having degradation of performance of the network?
On the OSI layer, we move from layer 2 all the way to layer 7. You need a lot of compute power because we're analyzing packets real-time. Understanding what type of application it is, where it's going in the network, and we don't want to add any latency because we want to maintain that quality of experience for the subscriber.
Lots of challenges in making this transition. What are the opportunities in terms of delivering more value to your customers within a virtualized environment?
So they have the ability to move freely amongst vendors and also scale their networks larger or smaller. So if they required more Sandvine processing power or Sandvine products, they can just add more cores to that current deployment they have, as opposed to going and buying a whole other box, doing a network upgrade, and then rerouting traffic and putting it through the Sandvine platform.
What about dynamic control of the network based on changing needs? Does that enter the role of the policy control?
Oh yeah, definitely. Networks are always changing. New protocols are always showing up on the network. For instance, Periscope is this new application that's popping up on the internet. You're able to show a live event on your cell phone, and then it's broadcast to all your Twitter followers.
Oh, that's cool.
So all your Twitter followers can watch that. So a couple weeks ago was the Mayweather fight. So there we saw So we saw that there was a lot of periscoping going on. So a lot of the operators came back and they said, what was the increase in bandwidth for that fight on Periscope? And we were able to show them, okay, your bandwidth on Periscope or Twitter increased this X amount. So they could then say, okay, we need to build a policy to control that. Or we need to build a policy that allows our subscribers to maybe sign up to Periscope and sign on to a special plan using Periscope on our network.
It's an interesting challenge because that's a lot of upstream traffic that they probably don't plan for.
That's right, and it came up overnight.
Great example of how new use cases for the network are coming up at a much more rapid pace One final question for you. I'm sure that some listeners are interested in learning more about what Sandvine is offering in this space. Where would you send them for more information?
We've published a lot of white papers and reports on our NFV strategy and our challenges of moving purpose-built hardware over to a virtualized platform. All that's published on our website, sandvine.com. There's lots of information there.
Fantastic. Well, Brent, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure, and I've learned a lot about Sandvine and what you guys are delivering. So thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.